Eli, what does it mean to you to be the starting quarterback this week?
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity to play this week, get back on the field with my teammates, play against the Dallas Cowboys, and so play these guys a bunch, and look forward to going out there in our home stadium and trying to get a win.
I know you said it wasn't what you wanted to see happen here, but what was the reaction to Coach McAdoo losing his job?
I feel for Coach McAdoo. He's been a great coach to me, great friend. We had a great relationship. I hope we continue to have one. Was able to have a good talk with him Sunday before the game, and then got to see him Monday before he left as well. And so have great respect for Coach McAdoo. And I don't think this is his fault, but. Just where the team is, the Giants had to make a decision, and that's what happens. When you're 2-10.
Eli, what was your meeting like with Steve Spagnuolo when you went in there, and what did he say when you told him you wanted to start?
I told him, I just want him to know that I do want to play. I want to be the starting quarterback. I want to be out there, and just wanted to make sure he knew that. So he said that he was gonna think about it and talk with the coaches, but his gut said that I would be the starting quarterback. So happy that he went with that decision, and he has the faith in me that we can go win this football game with me at the quarterback.
Eli, when did you find out? Was it today?
I found out yesterday.
Eli, how important is it to you that the season wasn't going to end with you not playing, with you being on the sidelines?
Well, it's important to play. That's what I love to do. I love to play quarterback, and love playing quarterback for the New York Giants. And so that's what I work on. Last week, something was different asked for of me, and try to do the best of my ability helping Geno and being a backup. But if I knew, I'd want the opportunity to play, be the starting quarterback again.
How are you looking at these last four games? Is it like a renewal? What's different about this quarter of the season now?
Well, I think, you just try to go out there and get better during the week and go win a football game. I think, you got to take it one at a time. But I think the fact that, three of the four are in the division, I think those games are always important. I think, when I think back on my career, I think I'll remember the divisional games more than the others. And so, home games and a chance to win these games and feel good about how we do in the division. I think that is important and try to go win a football game, feel good about it.
Eli, is the expectation for you to play the remainder of the season, or has there been anything said to you about getting the work in for Davis Webb or anyone else?
I haven't talked to Spags about that, so that hadn't been discussed. So I'm not sure what the plan is, but take it one game at a time.
When you walked into the huddle today, did they give you grief?
No grief. I think those. Hopefully they're excited to see me. You never know. But I was excited to see them. So it's good to get your hands back under center.
What message do you have to get the fans to show up to games now? How do you get them to show up and want to show up?
Well, I think we're gonna compete. We're gonna work hard. We're trying to go beat the Dallas Cowboys. So I appreciate all the support that the fans have given me this past week. It's been overwhelming, and I appreciate them so much for all their the texts, the letters, the way they express their appreciation for me. So I'd appreciate if they came out on Sunday and cheered the team on.
Eli, was it also humbling to hear from all the former Giants and all the people that rallied around you?
Yeah, no, it was. It was, it helped. Helped me kind of keep my head up during last week, and just realize the impact you made on so many people, and the championships and the games and how I conducted myself makes a difference, and so all the all the former teammates that sent me text messages that voiced their opinions on things, even some team or players that I just met over the years, text messages, and their support was very helpful, and I appreciate that a lot.
Eli, does your desire to continue to stay with the Giants for the rest of your career still stand, or do you think that circumstances might change that over the course of time?
This is all I know. This is all I know is playing for the New York Giants, I never wish to change that. I appreciate everything the Giants organization has done for me, and it's so much family in this building, and guys from the Mara family, the Tisch family, people in the equipment room and the film room and the training room, a lot of these people for 14 years and growing up around them, and so this is all I know. I'm gonna finish out this season, and then I'm sure there'll be a discussion with the organization to figure out what's the plan going forward.
Yeah, a lot of people might have handled this differently and not wanted the job back based on the circumstances that it was taken from you. Was there ever a moment in your mind that thought, you know what, that this is not the way we
No. I want to play. I always want to play. That's what it's about. And that's me being competitive, me wanting to, be there with my teammates and that never crossed my mind.
I take it retirement's not retirement plans anytime soon?
No retirement plans, so that's not on my mind.
Do you understand that the team does still want to do that plan and see more of Davis Webb in these last few games and to get an assessment of where he is?
That may come up. I understand. So that's why you take one game at a time. And that starting job was taken from me. I don't want to lose it. But I understand the position where we're in. I understand why they did it last week. And so I'm not, I understand the circumstances and where we stand. So I'm gonna try to do my best this week and see what happens going forward.